Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that I have this opportunity to spend with you as we pray with love and power. Amen. We had a huge series on Facebook, and now we're here with the Word of God, praying with love and power. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who have decided to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Amen. And so we are going to go ahead and get started. And I want to say to America, I want to say to the countries, foreign countries as well, that I am so proud of you. So far, I haven't heard of anything in the news. Keep it up. Now, we're going to pray unto God. I know that some things may have happened today that may have just kind of threw you off the wrong path or threw you off and you went on the wrong path. But God says that with the Word of God, we're able to discipline ourselves in a way that is civil and a way in which we're able to continue to walk into the Word of God. And so thank y'all so much for tuning in. I see people, God is showing me Bibles. People are grabbing their Bibles. People are sitting by the computers. People are awake listening to the Word of God. It's all about God. It's not about me. They're waiting on the Word of God. They're waiting on prayer. So I really appreciate that. So let's go ahead and get started because we have some kids listening too, and I don't want the children up too late. And then y'all say that's Dr. Elfrida Love's fault. Amen. Amen. All right. Psalm, excuse me, I'm going to give you time to get there. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, I want to commend the world for a great job today. As I said before, I have not checked the news. I hardly watch television and the news because there's so many things that can filtrate in our minds that causes us to deviate from the Word of God and not hear the revelation of God. So I don't watch a lot of television. I do watch television for different projects, media projects, and support and ratings and things of that nature. But as far as me watching it just for leisure, I don't. There's always a purpose when I watch television. And so I spend most of my time, as I said before, with family, networking, and business and things of that nature. So I want to really commend you all, and I will check my page in just a second. But let's go ahead and get ready to get into the position of prayer. because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. There are many individuals who are on the line on tonight. I did not get a count, but I will. There are many individuals who are on the line, many individuals who have brought some of their family members and their friends. Thank you so much for doing that, and continue to let everyone know that AfritaLoveShow.com is alive and well, and that all of our shows are archived, meaning that if the Holy Spirit says that we pray a little bit longer and you have to go to sleep, then go to sleep. But understand that that next morning or when you wake up, the show will still be there. And so it's not like it's lost after one show or two shows. So as we go further and further into the Word of God and go further and further into prayer, we're going to pray as the Lord instructs us. Whatever He instructs us to do, that's how we're going to pray. None of this is scripted. I've already asked the Lord to crown my head from the top to the bottom. And if there's anyone who has asked for prayer or needs prayer, would this prayer filtrate to the minds, bodies, and souls of these particular individuals? We pray for strength. We pray for deliverance. We pray for unity. We pray for power. We pray for knowledge. We pray for just many different things. We pray for longevity of life, longevity of careers. We pray for neck pain still. Wow. We pray for just many different things. And so as we get ready to pray, go ahead and get into your positions. And I want you to understand that God is good, and He's answering prayers on a daily basis. And there is no secret what God can do, what He has done for others. If you trust, if we trust, and when we trust, it's not if, it's when we trust, He will do the same thing for us. And so God says the impossible has now become possible. I received an email today, from a network, and I don't know what to say, but thank you, God, because I know God's going to make a way, and He's opening doors and opportunities, not only for me, but for you and my family and other individuals. So as we get ready, and as I said before, there are many different people on the line. As we get ready, let's go ahead and get into our prayer positions. And I want to say this last thing while everybody's trying to get to their prayer positions and turn off the lights. Be sure to check out Sister Juanita Bynum. I usually catch her after work. I really miss seeing her at 3 with me. I really do. But I catch her after work, and I take notes, and I still listen to Dr. Juanita Bynum. And if she come back to Killeen like she did, I saw her in Killeen, but if she comes back, then I will be sure to attend if she comes back to Killeen, Texas. So let's go ahead and get ready to pray to God, and we're going to turn off the lights. We're going to dim the lights. We're going to get ready to pray unto God. We're going to ask God to forgive us of anything we've done today, and we're going to ask God, would He filtrate our minds? Would He tune up our ears? Would He bless the words to come out of this mouthpiece to be the revelation of God? The healing prayer, would He bless the extremities of neck pains, back pains? Would He bless those who had cardiac surgery? Amen, praise God. Those who had open heart surgery. Those who have ulcers, tumors in their stomachs. Those who have pain in their legs, they have bad knees, and those who are experiencing health issues. Those who ask for prayer right now, we ask the anointing of the prayer that is about to come. Those who experiencing depression and loss, and those who are experiencing stress, those who are experiencing the storm of life, we lift them up. Those who are happy, those who are sad, those who are upset and frustrated, those who are contemplating putting together master plans, we pray for them. Let's get ready to get into our prayer position. The Lord is already here. He was here before I got here. And so we're going to begin to pray unto God. And we're going to ask God, would he bless this prayer? And would he bless each person right now? Because there are some people who are on their sick beds who are listening to the Lord, listening to this particular ministry because of God. There are some people who are in the jail cells who are listening because they're listening to the voice of God. There are some people who are at work listening because they're listening to the voice of God. And we want to pray, and we want to make sure that we cover everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, we come unto you, Lord, with a bowed head, Lord, humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. Lord, we thank you for the victory reports, as I didn't really see any type of infractions that happened today, Lord. And Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless this world as a whole, as a nation? Would you bless disturbed minds? Would you continue to discipline our hands? Would you continue to help us to focus upon you, Lord? Lord, as we get into this prayer, this anointing, this revelation, this favor, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you tune up our ears? Would you bless our mouths to be a mouthpiece for your word? And then, Lord, as those who are in the hospital or lying in their beds right now, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet? If they've had heart surgery, Lord, we ask, would you strengthen their hearts and would you bless them to come through, Lord? And if they're in the hospital or coming out or seeking therapy, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever the situation is, would you, Lord Jesus, work it out? Lord, we thank you for praying hands, Lord. We thank you for those who are anointed by you, who go by the hospitals, and those who go by the jail cells and the nursing homes and the convalescent homes. And we say thank you for that, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us to continue to be an image of who you are every single day of our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask, would you discipline our minds to think on the good things? Would you discipline our mouths to be able to speak when we are to speak, Lord? And would you continue to help our minds to be creative and filled with knowledge from on high? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our hands, Lord Jesus? You said some hands are ordained to serve and some are ordained to heal. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person's hands who is on this line right now, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, as kids get ready to go back to school all over this nation, would you bless this year in particular, Lord, from day one all the way to the last day? And we're talking about every school. We're talking about every student. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the educators and all the individuals, the volunteers, and those individuals who come into the school on a daily basis. Bless them going out and coming in, and bless the parents to be able to raise their children right, Lord. And, Lord, we anoint each and every person who is working in an organization, who is working in a school, who is making a decision, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord, for each and every person. Lord, you even know those prayers that we brought to you that were confidential, just between us and thee, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that individuals are bringing unto you, Lord, whether it's their health, whether it's other aspects of their lives, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you deliver right now? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. We thank you for being able to stand in the gap for those who cannot pray for themselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a word of encouragement to be able to give to others, Lord, and not only to others, but to ourselves, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the storms we've endured and the storms we're coming out. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valleys and the mountains, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Lord, would you bless the troubled minds? If anybody's contemplating anything, Lord, we ask, would you counsel that assignment? Then, Lord, we ask, will we continue to love rather than hate? And will we continue to be mature in our Christianity and in our walk in real and genuine? And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to anoint this ministry from the top to the bottom? Would you bless each person who listens and those who are going to listen, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would you not only bless this ministry, but bless other ministries, Heavenly Father. Bless the pastors and the bishops and the apostles and the evangelists to be able to get out into the communities, Lord. Help us to educate as we embark on a new horizon for radio, Lord, a new look for radio with the Afro Love Show. Help us to embark and to be able to empower and teach a dying world, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would your word serve as CPR, would your word serve as consecration and anointing for each and every person, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lives that you have saved. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lives that you have saw fit to take, Lord. And we ask, Lord Jesus, if there's anything in our minds or hearts or our souls that's not like you, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are coming to the show, not only to share their gifts, but they are in need of something, of prayer, or they're in need of something. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to be able to supply all of their needs in the name of Jesus? We thank you for the vehicle. We thank you for the outlet. We thank you, Lord, for these hands, Lord. We thank you for the eyes to be able to see, and we thank you for the ears to be able to hear your word. And we ask that we continue to disseminate your word to a dying, dying world. And, Lord, as we cover this whole world, Lord, and we ask, will we bring more peace that surpasses all understanding, we ask, Lord, that you continue to be the center. You continue to be the front and the back. And we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our families, Lord. We pray for our friends, Lord. And then, Lord, most of all, we pray for ourselves. Then, Lord, we pray for our minds, and we pray for our hearts, and we pray for our souls and our hands, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to help us to grow stronger each and every day? Help us to treat others like we want to be treated each and every day, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to grow? Would you give us the increase, not only the increase in prosperity, but the increase in understanding who you are, the increase in prophecy, the increase of revelation, the increase in winning souls, Lord. And we say thank you in advance, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Bless those who are at home, Lord, on their backs, praying unto you, Lord. We ask, would you continue to bless us, Lord, to reach out to others, Lord. Help us not to be selfish, Lord. Help us to show and do and deliver and set people free, Lord, so that they can experience your goodness and mercy. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the victory reports. Lord, we thank you for the souls that you were able to save yesterday, Lord. And we ask as we embark on 12 midnight, Lord, that every person who's listening and every person who is able to lay down tonight, if it's your will, Lord, would they wake up? We ask that violence stray away from their homes, Lord. Reach in every child, Lord. We cover each and every person on this earth, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch us, Heavenly Father, before each and every one of us go to sleep, Lord. Then, Lord, if it's your will, when you bless us to wake up, help us to be grateful and thankful that you even decided to wake us up. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors that we didn't even know could open. We thank you for the possible that was once impossible. And we ask, will we continue to walk in your will and do your holy will, Lord? We bless your name, Jesus. And we ask, Lord, will we continue to experience your increase in the word. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished from your sight. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening and those who are going to listen and those who are going to share. Lord, this is one of your servants' prayers, and we ask that you anoint each and every word that was just spoken. And would you bless each person, Lord, who is in need, Lord. Would you bless their families, Lord, as they toil night and day. Would you bless their friends, Lord. And would you bless everything that they do, their going outs and their coming in. And we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we listen to the instrumental, once again, I want to say that I'm excited because God says somebody's life was saved because of his word. Somebody decided they didn't want to carry out whatever it was because of his word, not because of me, but because of God. And if we can get one person to change their minds, and if we can save one soul at the same time, then we've done our jobs. And God only requires pastors and bishops and evangelists and those who know the word of God. He only requires that not only do we walk in his word and continue to unify people and keep peace, but he requires that we give the knowledge of God so that people will want to taste and see. He says when you go to a store and people have samples out, he says they're doing that so that individuals can go and buy the product. He says, but oh, when people taste and see the word of God, he says their souls immediately change and they become a new creature, right? And that's all that God requires of us. He requires not that we go and just continue to pound the word on people or to force people to come to Christ because it's right, but we continue to live and show love and unify people, that we continue to walk in the path of righteousness, abstain from any type of gossip, anything that's not like God. That's all that he requires. He says, because the whole world is watching, they want to know, are these people real or are they just one of us? And we have to be able to look different. And I don't mean by dress and attire, none of that. I mean by our actions and how we live for God on a daily basis. And so I want you guys to really think about this. And it doesn't matter. I understand you're behind bars and you made a mistake. But guess what? We all have made a mistake. We all have. But you can find Jesus in the prison walls. You can find Jesus at your house. You can find Jesus at a convalescent home, at a nursing home. You can find Jesus anywhere. It doesn't matter. And God spoke to me this morning. He said, you know, they've taken out the revelation, the visual came to me. They've taken out prayer, but they've allowed individuals all over the world. You can carry weapons and things of that nature. It's legal. But we're going to have to really rethink what we're doing. And we're talking about as a nation, as a world, because we want to continue to bring the peace and unity to not only the country, but to other countries as well. God never intended for anyone to war. He never intended for poverty to be a constant fight. He never intended for us to hate anybody. As I said before, God says that everything he made was good. Everything he made was perfect. And somehow, and God is the only one who is perfect. We are not. We've all sinned and fallen short, and we make mistakes on a daily basis. But God says that when we look at all of these other things, all of these other things, we understand that God is God and that God can do everything but fail. But I want you to really think about your actions. Our emotions causes us to do certain things. Our emotions, if you're happy, you're going to do happy things. If you're sad, you're going to do sad things, right? Some people sleep when they get sad. If you're angry, you're going to do angry things. And part of the world's problem, right, you're right, it's not weapons, but it's what weapons do to people when individuals become angry. The problem with the world is not drugs, it's that people abuse drugs, and they use drugs in the wrong way. And not only are you killing yourself, but your actions affect other people. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we turn our lives around. Very important. There's too much hatred in the world. I want to be able to look at the newspaper and to watch the news without seeing people being hurt or killed. I understand that there's a such thing as death. I understand that. But I don't want to see violence. God doesn't want to see that. If we look in the commandments, and we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to reiterate this every day, but when we talk about thou shalt not kill, it's in the Bible. There's no buts to it. But this person made me mad. But I can't take. God said, it's thou shalt not kill, period. Right? He wasn't just talking to black people. He wasn't just talking to white people. He wasn't just talking to police officers. He's talking to everybody. And so it's very important that we study and we read in order to understand what God wants us to do and what he requires us to do on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to tell you this again. Put your weapons down, period. I'm telling you this. And as I said before, as I looked online, everything looked kosher. Everything looked pretty good. But we're going to have to do better. And if it takes a constant reminder, then that's what it takes. Right? I understand that, you know, some people say, well, there are people with issues, psychological problems. We're going to pray those demons off too. Because there's a spiritual war going on with the flesh. And so we must understand how to discern each and everything. We must understand that. We have to. Okay? Now, this is a time in which I'm getting ready to go online. And I'm going to check the headlines. And I'm checking this area. I'm checking the Waco area. All right? And I'm speaking to pastors. I'm speaking to people who believe in prayer. I'm checking Central Texas. That's who I'm checking. All right? And what I want you to understand is that no matter what the situation is, right? No matter what the situation is, no matter how heated you get, pray unto God and turn from your wicked thoughts. The Bible says turn from your wicked ways, but God just spoke turn from your wicked thoughts. He says because it happens first in your mind. That is why on Mondays we always deal with the mind. If we could ever get the mind to be on accord with our hands and our actions, we would be doing well. Because what happens is our minds go into this zone, and our minds are very dominant. Our minds are dominant over our actions, right? So we are conditioning our minds to think on the good things, right? And let me tell you this, as I was, God was showing me this. There are really two things that upset people and cause them to go over the edge. Number one is money. And number two is just words. Can you believe it? Words, the tongue. God says the tongue is deadly. You have to tame your tongue, right? You have to. It's a must. It's in the Bible. The tongue is it's just like fire. It's deadly. And you have to tame it. You have to abstain from gossip, talking about people. We're going to train our tongues. That's everybody. All of us need some training. Tongue training, that's what it's going to call. That's what it's going to be called. We're going to incorporate that with our hearts and minds and all that good stuff. Before long, we're going to have a whole class, tongue training. Because it's very important. Because God is taking us, he's elevating us to another level. And we're talking about spiritually, we're talking about career, we're talking about family, we're talking about the whole spectrum. And it's very important that when we go to the next level, that we are mature and we can handle it. If we're still acting like teenagers and we have a heavy anointing, we're not going to be able to save many souls. this is serious, y'all. God has put me on assignment. He has. And I'm going to carry out that assignment to the best ability that I can. I'm going to give it 150% plus more. And God said this is a holistic thing. It's going to start affecting everything that we do. He says because once he take us through this with our hearts and our minds and understanding the will of God, and once God begins to rewire our minds, then we can go into the right path. We can walk in the right path. But some of us need to grow up. We're too immature, not only in the spirit, but in the flesh. It's time to grow up. Some of us are 30 and we act like we 15. It's time to grow up. I told you on yesterday the story, and I'm just speaking to you because a lot of people online and you wanted to hear some stories and some things. I told you in the military, my drill sergeant asked me, he said, you know, this last shot, you did good on all your shots. He says, but this last shot, he says, I want you to pretend like that's one of your enemies. And I told him, I said, I don't have any. And he looked at me strange. I told you that. I told you those exact words. I said he looked at me kind of strange. I don't. Because I don't have time to figure out who's my enemy and who's not. I have to live for God. I'm trying to make it to eternal life. I'm trying to save souls. God did not give me the job of figuring out who likes me and who doesn't. God said your purpose on earth to have eternal life. And by doing so, you're going to have to save some souls. You're going to have to lead. You're going to have to teach some people. So I don't have time to figure out, and you don't have time to figure out who likes you and who doesn't. It's called growing up a little bit in Christ. And so if we get our minds conditioned, right, get our minds conditioned and focused in the right area, in the right place, then we are able to really understand the whole concept of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're able to understand that, and it's very important that we understand. Okay? And so I'm speaking to you because God is speaking to me. And God is doing some new things. I can even, through this process, I can even tell a difference in me. And I love everybody. But it's a greater love. The things that your mind is on, now it's focused on the positive things. Now it's focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My goal is I want to make it. I want to have eternal life. But I don't want to be the only one to do the same, right? Especially if God is putting you on assignment and he says you are going to be the ark to keep people from the flood. Somebody says it won't be water, it'll be fire next time. And we're talking about in the spiritual realm. God is talking about saving souls, y'all. I told you that God said three people. Now God is saying groups of people are going to be blessed by him. Right? And a lot of people believe, well, God cannot possibly always tell you positive things, and he doesn't. There are some things that God only shares with me that I'm not authorized to share the whole world. Why? Because that's between God and I. But I do know that God says that he wants to bless everybody. I do know that God says that this is our season. I do know that God says that do not get too comfortable. And he's talking about in your state of mind. Do not get too comfortable worried about tomorrow. He says because he is going to rapture or he is going to save you from that. But we have to be mature about it. Some of us have to grow up, and I'm being real. We really need to grow up. We really need to grow up. If you have abandoned your family, your children, your wife, your husband, you need to go back. If you, on a daily basis, are always in the middle of a mess, grow up. Stop. God wants to bless you. To bless you. But you always find yourself in the middle of chaos. And God is not going to bless any mess. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's an old saying. He's not. Stay out of it. And it's very important. It's very important that we focus on the positive things and keep our mind stayed on Jesus. There's a song that says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. If you're thinking about anybody, anything else, If you're thinking about hurting somebody, taking somebody's life, doing something negative to somebody, gossiping about somebody, texting about somebody, bad stuff, stop. It is time to condition our minds. We're going to have to work our minds out so that our minds can get in shape. Right? Because God says that we live in a very immature world. That's why so much darkness. People are stumbling and falling because you can't see, because we're still on milk. And we're 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years old and still on milk. We're going to have to get off the milk, baby. It's time to eat some meat. And we're not talking about physical meat. We're talking about the Word of God. And so it's very important. So for the duration of this week, all right, I still want everyone covered. And I understand that I cannot save this world by myself. I cannot. That's why I say ministers, prophets, pastors, all of you, you know, if you have a word or if you can exemplify a positive demeanor every day, that would be great. It is over 600 people on this line. And if each one of you would go back to your prospective cities, organizations, homes, communities, and, you know, continue to spread the message of God through your actions and how you treat people on a daily basis, this will be a much more peaceful world. And I'm still looking on my cell phone. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm being updated about what's going on and what to pray for. And as I said before, I cannot save everybody, but I'm going to do what God has asked me to do. And God has asked me to remind this world of his commandment, thou shalt not kill. Period. There is nothing after that. Thou shalt not kill. He didn't say black people don't kill, white people. He didn't say none of that. He said thou shalt not. Who is thou? Us. That's us. He's talking to us. Thou shalt not kill, period. So there should not be, but what if, it's in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. Now, when we talk about taking things literal, okay, there are some parables in the Bible, but God says that that is very bold, thou shalt not kill, because God says that he is the only one who is authorized to take anyone's life, take anyone off this earth. And that particular commandment is literal. For those of you who say, man, but, you know, that's not literal. It is. That commandment, says the Lord, the revelation right now is speaking, that commandment is literal. Take it literal, literally. Very important. Now then, as I said yesterday night, it is 12:08. I am going to Google Central Texas. Okay, I see some great things happening. I see some flooding happening, and we're praying to God for those families. Okay, I see some things about Baylor and Belle Meade. All right. They introduced Shop with the Cop, which is a great community program. So far I don't see anything about anyone's life or anything like that. And that's good. All right. Let me go to CNN. Looking on CNN, see a little bit about fitness, Trump, CNN, Trump. Okay. Looks pretty good so far. I'm really proud of you guys. I really am. And I want us to continue to go on this streak. I know that there are going to be times in which Satan's going to tempt some individuals. I know that. I already know that in the United States, I'm telling you. He's going to tempt some people because Satan's going to get upset because people are going to embrace love, and we're throwing out hate. I'm telling every young person, and I'm going to be very honest, the brothers, put the weapons down. I'm going to say it again, put the weapons down. Secondly, huge epidemic, when we talk about spouses and marriages, pray to God about your family, your children, whatever it is, pray unto God. Satan is upset because now God has shown the prophets, the ministers, the teachers his will, and he's shown that we can live in a peaceful world. So I know we can do it. But we're going to have to keep pressing forward. What does that mean, ministers, pastors, prophets, those who know God? That means keep moving. Keep getting the word out through our actions. Keep unifying people. Keep breaking yokes. You don't have to quote scriptures to people. Treat people right. Be kind to people. Say nice things about people. That's how we overpower the world. That's how we get Satan out of our business. That's how we get Satan to go away. Continue in God. There are going to be times, and I'm going to be very honest with you, when you're going to feel like, put your hand in your chest, you're going to feel like God is so far away from you. You're going to feel like you're at your wit's end, and all of a sudden God is going to come and I'm still with you. You're going to feel like that. We're going to go through storms. We're going to go through the valley moments. But keep your cool. Very important. God says the best days are yet to come. And they are. Our goal, and I'm going to tell you my mission, I'm on assignment to save as many souls as possible through the word of God on this particular ministry at freedomloveshow.com. But then God takes it further. He says when you go out in the world, he says, I need for you to act differently. I need for you to treat people nice. Continue to treat people nice. I need for you to continue to uplift and encourage people. I need you to continue to think on the positive things. The work is plenty. It's a lot of work to do, but the laborers are few. And God means individuals on a daily basis who sign up voluntarily but receive heavenly favor. Volunteers. Basis who go out and who magnify God through our behaviors. Last thing, we're not feeding anybody with long-handled spoons. Those days are gone. We're going to feed them with prayer, God says. Prayer. My goal each and every day is to smile at 10 people. And I mean genuinely smile. It's not a fake. It's not to meet a quota. It's real deal because you never know what people are going through. You have no idea. You have no idea what people are going through. And it doesn't hurt to smile. It doesn't cost us a thing. And so if you are short one smile, look at yourself and smile at yourself in the mirror. Before you go off to your job or before if you work from home, before you start working from home or wherever, smile at yourself because sometimes you need a smile as well. All right? So, you know, we're just praying unto God. We're praying unto God. We're expecting great things from God, favor, mercy, grace from God, healing, deliverance. We're expecting all of that from God, and God's going to do it. But we're going to have to make sure that we're in position to receive. So it's very, very, very important. All right? Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you this, all right, because there's some people asking. If you want to give yourself to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you don't have to say a long speech, dissertation, none of that. All you have to say is, Lord, I surrender unto you. That's all. You just say, Lord, I surrender unto you. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say anything else. And once you say that, once we say, Lord, I surrender unto you, then the Lord will take care of the rest. And I'm a living witness that he will. It's very important. I want us to make sure that we continue to love one another. I want to make sure that we don't wipe our hands clean of anyone, because everybody needs someone to pray for them. And we really do, and it's a true fact. Everybody needs someone who is praying for them. Every single person needs someone. Okay? So I want us to really, really focus. I want us to really, really understand the importance of prayer. If there's anything that is distracting, people call it annoying, let it go. But you still pray. You still must pray. Okay? As I said before, there are many people on the line. If you want to say something, you may. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go over our announcements. I want to thank all of you. There's so many people online. Y'all supposed to be asleep. It's 12:16. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Okay, so I'm going to be quiet for about 10 seconds. I had a couple of people inbox me, and I inboxed them back, which is great. If you want to just listen, then that's great too. But if you have some feedback, this will be your time. I'm going to be quiet for about 15 seconds. All right. I want to thank, once again, God, my family, and my friends, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And, yes, I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And I just want you to know to be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. Once again, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. I would love, love, love to have you listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Make sure you continue to tell your family and friends that we are online. Be sure to tell all of your family and your friends that we are online. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love, at AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I would love to have you. So please be sure to come on online. All right? In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to just pray for your family. When you pray, not if, when you pray for your family, be sure to call them by name. Whatever they need, continue to ask God for it. He's able to do it. I'm telling you, God can do it. He's able to do it, and I know that he will do it. So continue to call our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and continue to call your family by name. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. In addition to that, make sure that you check out AlfredaLoveShow.com and check out all those tabs. I'm adding actually two individuals into the fashion section. Make sure you check out AlfredaLoveShow.com. And we're going to have many more celebrity fashion artists as well who's coming on the ministry. So be sure to check them out. In addition to that, go to stellargospelmusic.com. That's stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to check out those particular icons as well. And then go to alfreda.herpages.com. Be sure to go to those particular pages. Okay? Be sure to do that. And once you do all of that, just continue to trust in God, continue to believe in God, and the power of God is very important. Continue to trust and believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? All right. So, be sure also, if you're in the Waco or Central Texas, let me say this. If you're in the Central Texas area, please, sir, please, ma'am, stop by 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. We have, okay, listen to me, we're going to have a homecoming plus our church anniversary, 101 years. Can you believe it? So please be sure to stop by. We have a 10:45 service, okay? Then we have a 3:30 service, okay? So be sure to stop by Great Ebenezer Baptist Church with Reverend Dr. Carrie Berkeley, our pastor, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76705. Be sure to stop by. We would love to have you. Okay? We would love to have you. All right. In addition to that, just make sure that pray one for another. There are a lot of things going on, some flooding going on in Louisiana, and we pray for those individuals, and we also thank those individuals who have donated monies to those victims of the flooding. We want to also make sure that we continue to pray each and every day for one another. We want to make sure that we exemplify Christ our Savior in the way that we act, because God says there's plenty of work out there, and His favor is great, and I'm telling you, the reward is great. And even if we didn't receive an award from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's very important that we continue to promote Christ-like behaviors to this world. Be sure to come back on Tomorrow God's Will, as we will interview two individuals. Be sure to come back. It will be a short interview because of scheduling and things of that nature, but be sure to come back. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Remind